Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And you get to control the content of the site. If you see something online you want to share with us and our listeners, you submit it as show prep, and then others vote on it. So you can vote, too. The most voted items on the website make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the airwaves here. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. To bring you up to speed, there was one more really important point on this gold story, and then we'll get right back into your phone calls. The news is that there's a family, the family of, I think it was Israel Switz, a jeweler in the Philadelphia area in the 1930s, who in apparently 2003, one of his heirs discovered 10 golden double eagles, they are told.
Gold.
Yeah, gold double eagles. They were minted back in 1933, and they were never supposed to have been circulated. The government intended to melt down the batch, and they weren't supposed to have gotten out. But somehow they did. It is believed that maybe some cashier had smuggled them out to Mr. Witt, again, who was a jeweler at the time. But regardless of the story of how they escaped the clutches of the government, they did. And somebody in his family, when they were kind of, you know, going through their stuff, it was apparently an auction that they'd had, and she found the coins a year after the auction. They have been ruled against by a jury. The jury has decided that these coins belong to the government and that the government will be keeping. These coins are worth possibly millions of dollars. These are very, very rare, and so therefore they're worth a single one sold for $7.59 million in 2002.
Was that one stolen?
Presumably they are all stolen.
You know,
yes.
And they may have very well been stolen, but Mr. Switt, if he's a jeweler, didn't seal them.
We don't know how Mr. Switt got his hands on them.
So are they going to propose to compensate him for what he paid for them?
He's dead. Long
well,
dead.
What about his heirs? They need to be compensated for what they bought.
No, I don't think that's going to
happen. No, they're not going
to. They're not going to jail. I think they can feel good that they're not going to go inside a jail cell.
How could they possibly go to jail?
Well, they were holding stolen property.
Oh, God.
So let me give you a little bit more on this, because there's a really important part to the story. You might be asking yourself, well, how is it that in 2002, one of these things sold, and these people had 10 of them confiscated? How is it that that happened? Well, here's the story. According to Forbes.com, an older lady, relative, Joan Langbord, the daughter of the jeweler, she spent most of her life working in her father's downtown jewelry store. She said she found the coins in 2003, a year after an auction. She and her sons are expected to appeal pretrial rulings, blah, blah, blah. But she goes on to tell the story that apparently what happened was after they found these coins, they took them to the treasury for authentication. They went to translation. They went to the government to say, hey, are these real deal? And the government then said, yep,
give
snatch.
Us those.
Wow. Now they're ours.
Right. So, see, this is.
Walk into the lion's den.
Right. This is what people don't understand. The government is the most successful gang of organized criminals in a given landmass. If you go and show them, you know, $25 million in gold coins, what the hell do you expect them to do?
Man,
would you
that's
do it
legal.
To the mafia?
Yeah.
I think the mafia would have only taken a percentage. You can have half the coins. We just want half.
Right, we'll protect you.
We'll be reasonable.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Gene. So the moral of the story is find a coin dealer you trust.
Never, ever go to the government. I should absolutely have to.
Let's continue here. We've got Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Well, hello, guys.
Hey, Gene.
I want to talk about this freebie mentality that seems to be prevalent in the entire world, not just in the U.S., but it's pretty bad in the U.S.
Okay.
But before I do that, I want to correct poor little Mark there on his misconception about law, because he said that it's not illegal for them to steal our money because it's called inflation.
Criminal. Criminal is what I said.
You said it's not criminal. But
right.
There's something that's called laws against nature, and there are laws against mankind. These kind of laws are laws that are inherent around the world. You know, there was the Nuremberg trials after World War II, and even though technically it wasn't illegal what the Nazis did because they write the laws, right?
Sure.
So there are things that are just plain illegal, no matter whether or not you have a piece of paper that says you can do it. So I just wanted to correct you on that.
Well, I'm not saying that because the government claims that it's legal that it's not illegal. I really could care that it's not criminal. I could really care less what the government claims or not. What my contention is that the government owns the currency. And the problem is that they don't allow competition in currency, not how they handle their currency. For instance, if I owned a road, I could require you to pay $1 million every time you got on it, and you have to wear a pink fuzzy pimp hat. That's because it's my road. Now, you may or may not use it. The criminal aspect would come in if I go and I firebomb everybody else's road so that you have to use mine.
Or confiscate their
right.
roads.
And, that kind of thing.
And so they are criminal in the fact that they don't allow other competing
currencies. Agreed. The action, however, of inflating currency in and of itself is not criminal. It's just
fraudulent.
Bad way to run a currency.
It's fraudulent, and that's criminal.
Yeah.
Because you're creating
criminal
an expectation.
That they force us to accept it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gene.
I say it's criminal that they force us to accept it or make it so difficult that it's hard to do business without accepting it. That's the criminal part.
Well, I when you go to the grocery store and they cut down the size of the amount of orange juice that you get for the same price, to some extent, that's them dealing with inflation and kind of trying to keep their costs the same. I'm not going to say that that's criminal because you can associate yourself easily with the information that's necessary. You can see the amount of ounces on the container. You can see the price. You can compare prices. But with the U.S. dollar, you have no real – the average person has no idea, you know, how many dollars are out there, how many are being printed, how that affects things. They are essentially being scammed by the Federal Reserve and,
right.
and the federal government.
I wouldn't say it's criminal what the storekeepers do either. It's criminal what the currency manipulators are doing. That's what's criminal.
I believe the average person does not even know about the Federal Reserve to begin with.
Sure. Yeah. I'll agree with that.
That's
sure.
true. Okay,
now, again, ignorance is no excuse. Ignorance is no excuse, and you know, buyers need to
but
be aware.
But it's not. No. You can't call it ignorance entirely. Because there has been some subterfuge. There has been some sort of muddying the waters, if you will, by the indoctrination that occurs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if our school system, and I do this with finger quotes for those that are listening, if our school system run by the government were actually teaching people, I think teaching them about the currency they're going to be using for the rest of their lives would probably be something pretty important.
I think
that would definitely, that would be a part of life. That you would just right after math, right after you learn math, let's learn about the currency that you're going to be counting when you're working a cash register at McDonald's.
Right.
So, yeah.
Gene, what else did you
now,
want to share?
Towards my other subject, since my wife is a doctor and I'm the administrator of our practice, I see this mentality very strong where people think they should something for nothing. And a lot of times, of course, that goes into the medical field because they feel that they should be getting this treatment from the doctor. It shouldn't cost them anything. They scream and holler about the size of the bill. But we have patients who will spend $250 a month on cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
But they will scream and holler when they hear that a medication they need to treat their blood pressure or whatever else they're suffering from.
Which wouldn't be probably as bad if they wouldn't spend $250 a month on cigarettes.
Yeah.
Right. But then they scream about a $70 bill, but they'll pay that $250 to smoke those cigarettes.
That's
frustrating.
Now,
it used to be that people would, they would sacrifice in order to obtain something else. They had to sacrifice another thing. But people have no longer have that mentality. They don't
right.
want to give up what they have, but they want to gain all this other stuff.
And it's all going to come to a head when the government's no longer there to take care of them anymore, like those poor people that are depending on Social Security. Thanks, Gene, for the call. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. a pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we give you there for free, including the bulletin board system. Go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was, too, for many years, and you know that cigarettes will kill you. There's a healthier option, though, 22,000 times healthier, vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker can save up to $120 a month on using the e-cigarette from Vaporsmiths.com. And it tastes better. There's no more ashtray mouth, no smell, no secondhand smoke, no smoke at all. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders of over $60 and a free starter kit with a purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Get that right. You buy 40 cartomizers. I believe they're $69.99 for 40 cartomizers. You get free shipping and a free starter kit from Vaporsmiths.com. You can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR.
So let's continue with you and your thoughts. We go to ladies first. Dina is calling from Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dina.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Dina.
I have a question. I was trying to navigate through your website to try and find out a little bit more about New Hampshire. The New Hampshire statutes kind of blow. So what is it? Do you guys not pay city tax? Do you don't pay state tax? How do you get potholes fixed and that kind of thing?
Well, sometimes the potholes are pretty crappy around
I'm not
here.
Sure anybody's getting potholes fixed real good anywhere in the United States. But the money that they collect to do so, they collect through property tax.
Yeah, property taxes are a bear up here in New Hampshire, but there are no state income taxes.
Some places, they're still worse. Go to New York, Connecticut, those places, property taxes are a lot worse.
Yeah, so there's no state income tax. There's no state sales tax. The overall tax burden in New Hampshire is the lowest of all the 50 states, as I understand it. What I would recommend, rather than digging around freetalklive.com, that's our show website. It's not really about New Hampshire. I would recommend dropping by the Free State Projects website at freestateproject.org and then search there's a little search bar there somewhere. Search for 101 reasons, and then it'll come up with 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, and that'll be a real eye opener for you.
Okay, tell me the website again.
freestateproject.org.
Got it. Thank you, fellas.
How else can
I
help? Hey, thanks for the call, Dina. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It was the 101 reasons that sold me on New Hampshire when they had done the state vote, when there were 10 different potential states that were in the running to become the Free State Project's chosen state. New Hampshire did, the people that supported New Hampshire, the advocates for New Hampshire, did a far and above a much better job than all of the other people in all of the other states that were in the running. They came up with this 101 reasons to move, and it's been updated since then because that was way back in almost a decade
ago. It's 100 and something more than that.
I don't know if there are another 100 reasons.
Oh,
I think it's still 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire.
There's also 130-plus reasons to move to Keene.
Yeah, I think that's what I was
thinking. The 101 reasons has been updated and kept, you know, current as much as possible over time. And it's a great little document, and it's really persuasive. So go and see it for yourself at freestateproject.org. And if you want to know more about Keene, you can go to move.freekeene.com. Then there's 130-plus reasons to move to Keene. But you only want to look at those once you've made the decision to move to New Hampshire.
Right.
So we continue with Tristan, listening in Australia. Tristan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Tristan. Good day.
Okay. Succession, I've always been fascinated in the United States how like big the states are and how populated you are. What's your thoughts on state secessionism and becoming your own independent country maybe one day in New Hampshire?
I fully support it.
Yep.
I think that's really something worth striving for. It's a political ideal to some extent, and it's one that I fully support. I think anything that we can do to get away from this federal government, this tyrannical, horrible, they're just terrible what they do to people and
criminal,
and we need to just get the hell away from them in whatever way possible. Initially, it's going to be through things like nullification, like Mark. We just talked to Dennis Goddard last night about this legislation that has essentially opted New Hampshire out of the Obamacare legislation.
Right. States in the United States are supposed to be their own little countries that have bounded together in a federation to work together with the United States. It has become, over time, just kind of, not because it's written down or anything like that, it's just kind of become that they are, just sections of a big government. It's not supposed to be that way, and states can exercise certain of their powers, that they legitimately are supposed to have. There'll probably be some bumps in the road in doing so, but that's the reason that I thought the Free State Project made so much sense initially, rather than moving to, say, something a little smaller like the Free County Project or the Free City Project. Those things, I would have never moved for that because I wouldn't have thought that would have made any sense.
I see. I know in the Declaration of Independence, with the Union, United States, it has a little U instead of a capitalized U, as opposed to the modern day. So I see that as a formation of lots of different independent states instead of one big one. But where was I going to go? If you're going to make a new country out of New Hampshire, what kind of would you just adopt the constitution as it is now, or would you make amendments, or what would you go about doing?
Well, I don't think it would have. You're asking a question that's one in the future that is very unforeseeable. And also, not only that, but considering the political climate around New Hampshire, Vermont seems to be more likely to secede first as opposed to New Hampshire, and then Maine as well. So you could see the three states up here in the Northeast all seceding and being independent sovereign states. And what would happen, what sort of document would be written up, it's really hard to say right now, because who knows what's going to cause that one last straw on the camel's back that lead to this this sort of event to happen.
Good point, but it wouldn't be, I don't think it would be going out on a limb to suggest that they would probably just stick with the New Hampshire Constitution. I mean, it was written before the U.S. Constitution. It's a fairly decent constitution. I mean, it's got the right to revolution written right into it.
There's some people that can make arguments that it's the best constitution of all 50 states.
It still doesn't matter, though, because the government bureaucrats don't care about it.
That's
so,
right.
You know, it's only the words on paper. But I can't imagine that in a state secession movement, the political climate that likely would surround that would be a lot of favoritism towards the state of New Hampshire. And I'm no fan of any state of anything. I think the idea of the state needs to be completely demolished. But I still support secession from the simple fact that it's pragmatic. From, you know, anything to get away from the federal government, I'll support it. But if there's this big sea change in how people look at governments, then maybe you're right, JJ. Maybe it'll be a completely different scenario than what we can possibly envision today.
Right. And the only state that I approve of is the state of peace.
There you go.
That's it.
What else did you want to share tonight, Tristan?
I've got to make a more selfish inquiry. Immigration, what's your thoughts on immigration?
It's awful.
Well,
it's
actually, I believe from Australia that it's...
I mean, the process. I love immigration.
Remarkably easy from Australia, and if you send me an email...
Really?
As I understand it, I've been in talks with Phil, who was from Australia, came up. He said that there's some kind of World War II statute that exists that makes it essentially, you know, all Australians can come to the United States. If you send me an email at mark@freetalklive.com, I will forward it on to Phil, and then you two can chat about it.
Hey, can you maybe learn a little more about that, Mark? That'd be excellent to bring that information to our listeners. Because thanks, Tristan, for the call, by the way. So you can email mark@freetalklive.com. But if that's true, then we definitely need to ramp up marketing in Australia. There are a lot of lonely libertarian types down
there.
I'd love to get the hell out. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there free, so enjoy those. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, news updates, listening options. We give it all away over at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So whether you have a hospital, doctor's office, bank, utility, or other business, they could be for you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call. They have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. So the principal over there, Jason Osborne, big supporter of Free Talk Live, big supporter of Liberty. SACL CAI.
Jason Osborne is awesome.
Yes, indeed. As we continue here, of course, we will take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. You know, Mark, I think there was something that you wanted to talk about here with Ron Paul, some pretty exciting news, and I guess it's news that shouldn't really surprise anyone who paid close attention to the Ron Paul campaign in 2008. But what is it that is going on out there?
So it looks like among the Republican candidates in Q2 of 2011, as far as fundraising goes, that Ron Paul has beat them all. He, as a matter of fact, he's beaten Barack Obama in fundraising, too. But if you take all the Republican candidates and you look at their fundraising among active duty military people, if I didn't make that specifically clear, I really need to. This is only among active duty military people. If you take all of their totals over the course of Q2 and you combine them, they don't come up to half of what Ron Paul raised from active duty members. Now, this is Republican candidates. Barack Obama came relatively close to Ron Paul. But
Ron Paul beat Barack Obama as well.
By a margin of about, looks like about $7,000 or something like that. That's just Q2. And I suspect Ron Paul will continue to do well. But I think that this is a very important point for people that believe that you need to support our troops by not cutting and running and spending as much money on them as possible. Now, certainly, if you're going to send somebody over to some place to fight and die, they should have good equipment. But maybe they shouldn't be sent over there in the first place.
That's what Ron Paul would say, right?
Right. Those that say that we shouldn't cut and run but want to support our troops, if them putting their money where their mouth is any indication, don't want to be over there in the first place.
Right. So by sending money to Ron Paul, that is an indicator saying that we agree with this guy's foreign policy because this is front and center in their life. This has to be the most important issue in their lifetime because they're in it. They're right in the thick of
the bullets are flying at
them. And not
them.
Only that, but Ron Paul has such a divergent foreign policy as compared to so many of the other candidates. He's very clear as opposed to Obama, who won a peace prize and killed I don't know how many people, but
right.
He's killed an awful
lot. There's no doubt what it means, right? That's what you're saying. Right. When someone gives money to Ron Paul, there's no doubt that they support ending the war.
You take Gary Johnson out of the situation, and you have the rest of them sort of arguing over, I'll kill more people. No, I'll kill more people. Mm. No, I'll take over the whole world. it's a contest on who can kill more people that aren't American amongst the other people over there. And, Ron Paul runs away. Like, he's steadfast and firm. Gary Johnson doesn't have quite the firm stand on the anti-war situation. There are anti-war activists out there that don't like Ron Paul because Ron Paul takes a sort of constitutional stand on it as opposed to a moral stand. But I feel he talks about moral points on a regular basis.
Yeah, I think so. Let's go to Jim, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, what's happening, guys? Live Jim. Free or die.
Hey, thanks.
That's
what's on your
motto.
Mind?
Hey, listen, I wanted to follow up with you when you were talking about those double eagles there. There was a show done on History Channel explaining how the head, all those double eagles were sent to Fort Knox, and they were stolen out of Fort Knox by guess who? The head administrator. So it just goes to show you that, you can't trust anybody in any certain position for a certain length of time.
Oh, no doubt about it.
You can't trust anybody in the government.
Right.
Exactly, and all these people that go along with these false prophets like the prophet Muhammad Obama, if they think that he's going to be able to save everybody everywhere in this world, if only he had enough control and power, these people are idiots. These so-called liberals that think that they are contributing to society by making other people pay for other people. And they think they're doing something good, and as long as it doesn't come out of their pocket.
They're being
they're
generous
idiots.
With other people's money.
Well, to be accurate, you picked on the liberals, but the, so-called conservatives do the same thing with different issues.
Sure.
They believe they're going to save the world with their military adventurism, and all they end up doing is creating more blowback and violence. And of course, Barack Obama has shown that he's more of a bloodthirsty warmonger than George Bush.
You think the worst of two evils, the ones that are saying they want limited government, as opposed to the ones that are saying they sort of like follow a socialist communist philosophy, and you got to think, which one is better? Which one are we better off with?
History has shown that we've been better off with Democratic presidents at the very least until now. Bill Clinton was compared to George Bush. Bill Clinton was a small government guy.
I disagree with this because what generally you're talking about is when you have mixed. Mixed situations where the Congress or the Senate is all Republican and then the president is all Democrat. When they're fighting with each other, they can get very little done.
That certainly helps, but just because the Republicans talk about small government doesn't mean jack.
No, they're just lying.
They're lying to you. So at least, you got to give the Democrats credit where credit's due, and at least they'll tell you to your face that they want government to get bigger, whereas a Republican will be like, liberty, 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 and then they'll get elected, and then they'll do the complete opposite.
They won't say socialism or communism. They'll use new terms or different words, like progressive,
that's exactly right.
Or something like that.
Right.
They'll never tell you exactly how they're feeling. They got to sneak things in. But, the bottom line is, we really need to get away from the whole philosophy of taking people's money to give it to others. People need to learn to go out there and do for themselves and let charities and things like that. The government wants everybody to be a philanthropist, it doesn't work that way. There's only 25% of the people that are really paying taxes, and the other people are paying zero, but telling everybody else that they need to pay more.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Marco Sauceda of Lufkin, Texas, did nothing wrong to any living soul. This is according to William Grigg over at LouRockwell.com. And if you know William Grigg's name, you know where this is going. Yet the mentally handicapped 30-year-old was pepper sprayed, shot with a pepper ball gun, and severely beaten by 9 police officers in his own home after they mistook him for a robber.
Wow.
Now he's going to jail for 30 days and will have to pay a $500 fine for the supposed crime of resisting arrest.
Resisting arrest for burglary in your own home.
Right.
Salceda, who speaks little English, hid in the bathroom when the police laid siege to his home on March 15, 2009. A neighbor had called in a report that a black male was kicking in the front door. Once the terrified man, described as having the mind of a child, had been extracted from the bathroom, it was clear that he wasn't the suspect described in the report. Any human being in which so much as a fugitive flicker of decency exists would have dismissed the charge given the opportunity. Angelina County Attorney Ed Jones, however, is a prosecutor, a caste in which such decency is, for all practical purposes, extinct. Thus, he insisted that the case had to be taken to court because, quote, the statute says that you do not have the right to resist the arrest. We were going to try the case no matter what, unquote. The jury had the right, the legal authority, and the moral duty to nullify the application of that statute. Instead, they convicted him and told the trial judge, Derek Florney, that Sauceda had been wronged and asked him to display leniency. The judge didn't agree with the jury's characterization. See, it doesn't matter what the jury says to the judge. The judge will impose whatever sentence he feels is appropriate. So if you want to save someone...
So the jury found him guilty but said, please be lenient on the poor retarded guy that didn't break into his own house and was arrested and was beaten up for burglary, and then they arrested him for resisting arrest. How can you resist arrest when there's no legitimate arrest?
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. I don't know. Ask John Kurtz. He just spent 30 days in jail for it. More on the way.
The legal system's broken.
Yeah, you can take control. This is Free Talk Live. More about this case in moments.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's new slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. You know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want, even in the remaining moments, enough time for you and your thoughts. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
We invite you to our website. You can get interactive there. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. It's a great way to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country and bring more internet listeners to the ideas of freedom as well. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that's what we do with the money that comes in. It's used to get Free Talk Live into more ears. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up with any major credit card through PayPal, or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Back to this story, and then we'll get right into your phone calls here, about a man who, well, is not the brightest bulb in the basket. He's a mentally handicapped 30-year-old, Marco Salceda of Lufkin, Texas, pepper sprayed, shot with a pepper ball gun, and severely beaten by 9 police officers after he was mistaken for a robber in his own home. He's now going to jail for 30 days and being fined $500 for so-called resisting arrest after being found guilty by a jury. Now, the jury told the judge that they wanted him to display leniency, but the judge doesn't have to care what the jury thinks, so he went ahead and lectured Salceda and said, "I don't agree, you're a victim in this case." And he insisted that when the terrified man had hid in the bathroom that he had put the officers in harm's way. As if expecting plaudits and laurels for his forbearance, the judge told Salceda that absent the jury's timid and equivocal request, the sentence would have been up to 6 months in a government cage. Salceda entered the courtroom wearing a tan button-down shirt and a navy dress slacks, reported the Lufkin Daily News, but by the end of the day found himself in County Orange as punishment for receiving a beating that he didn't deserve at the hands of costume thugs who are never to blame.
So, you know, if you say to yourself, well, this happened to a retarded guy, I mean, this couldn't happen to me, and so many people, you know, it's an interesting story, but it couldn't happen to me. What I want you to understand here is that these people broke into his house, beat him up, and pepper sprayed him. And then a jury of supposedly his peers, of spineless morons, a jury of idiots, decided to find him guilty, but they wanted leniency for him. Now, what's to say that that wouldn't happen to you? You know, what part of this did this guy bring upon himself? Did he run from the police because he was scared? I suppose that makes some sense. But, you know,
What did he do, run into the bathroom?
If they would have jumped on him and pepper sprayed him then. The problem here is that your juries aren't going to protect you. They're going to do what the government says. This is what I want to drive home to folks, is that whatever you, this, the, it's the best system in the world. Well, bull crap. I don't know whether it's the best system in the world or not, but that's like two cancer patients sitting in the cancer ward talking about who's going to die first.
Well, and to say that it's not going to happen to you is just ignoring reality. The cops get the wrong house all the time. They make mistakes. They come in there, and they, in a lot of cases, are on adrenaline kicks, and they're looking for somebody to give them an excuse to start a beatdown.
We have story after story after story after story after
cops
story.
Cops have told us. Former cops have told us this stuff that they, you know, Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com said on the air that he did this kind of crap just so, you know, he did stuff like leave people unhandcuffed so they'd get up and run so he'd have a reason to come up and, you know, beat the crap out of them. Anyway, let me continue. Shandy Culbane, a lachrymose, foul-mouthed little bully employed by the Seattle Police Department, is invoking that doctrine of official impunity in an effort to dismiss a federal lawsuit by Martin Minetti. On April 27, 2010, Minetti was detained by Culbane and fellow officer, Mary Woolham during a robbery investigation. A viral video of the incident shows Woolham, a female who exhibits all the delicate refinement of a biker's mall, stomping a prone and compliant Minetti in the back, and captured Culbane taunting the unresisting man by hurling a number of racist and abusive comments at him. At one point, Culbane told Minetti, "I'm going to kick the effing Mexican piss out of you, homie. You feel me?" Minetti has filed a lawsuit against the city of Seattle. After the incident went public, Culbane was suspended for 30 days in an effort to placate the public outrage. Under pressure from his superiors, Culbane offered a tearful apology for his actions. Not to the victim, Martin Minetti, but to his little clique of street criminals whose honor was supposedly tarnished by his hateful and unprofessional conduct. In their response to Minetti's lawsuit, however, Culbane and Woolham insist that they're entitled to government immunity and that any damages or injuries suffered by Minetti were all the result of his own conduct, which once again consisted of flattening himself on the ground in a posture of unqualified submission, despite being told he was not under arrest, while Culbane and Woolham assaulted and threatened him. A week after the Mexican piss incident, Culbane choked a young man named David Rengo, who at the time was handcuffed and helpless. Rengo had been jumped by a street assailant of the non-government licensed variety before Cobain's street gang unit arrived and made matters worse. For some reason, most likely because Rengo didn't appear dangerous, Culbane arrested the puzzled young man and then choked him just for fun. He seemed to get pleasure out of it, in the words of a complaint filed by the victim. In his police report, Culbane claimed that Rengo had pushed him and charged him with felony assault on a police officer. The charge was later dismissed by a judge when it was discovered that dash cam audio and video of the incident had been mysteriously lost.
I'm surprised. I mean, usually the dash cam video gets lost, but they just go ahead with things.
Yeah. I have not seen a case this poorly prepared or investigated in my 22 years on the bench, said the King County judge. Rengo filed a stalking complaint against Culbane, describing how, after being tortured on the scene, he was taken into an interrogation room and then threatened by the officer. Culbane removed his gun and badge and charged at me while the other officers tried to restrain him, the victim recalled. The abuse Rengo endured and subsequent incidents in which he was followed by Culbane and his buddies left the young man fearing for his life. Of course, being a mere mundane, Rengo has nobody to blame but himself. And what did Culbane have to do for all of his horrible things that he's done to folks? He apologized to the police department.
I'm so sorry. All my fellow officers, I've made you look bad.
Now,
getting caught.
All the people that say this show rags on police too much, all the people that think that it's an anti-police show, no, it's not. The police do a good enough job of creating anti-police rhetoric and anti-police events and stories and circumstances.
Right.
Because the police, those cops like this Culbane and his fellow, you know, thin blue line brethren, they are some of the worst people that you will ever encounter in your life.
Well, if this guy did these two things in 2 weeks, what has he done in the past? Mm-hmm. And if he has stepped out of line in the past, why haven't his partners stopped him? Why didn't his partners, instead of waiting for this, this to blow up in the media, there were people there, there were cops there in this incident. Why didn't they do something about it? The answer is, they're used to it. That's the best I can come up with.
And or if they are good cops, they're afraid of this guy. They're afraid of him and the people that he knows and the people that are as corrupt as he is. You know, and they don't want their family to get hurt by them, and they know that they're better off keeping their mouths shut. What good's going to come to them by going after these bad cops? How will they benefit? Besides, you know, being held up as heroes by some of us, they're not going to financially benefit. They're not going to make any money off of this. They might get fired from the police force. They might be targeted, and in worst case scenario, their family may be targeted for some sort of violent retaliation. These people are crazy. Yeah. I don't blame them for not wanting to go up against them. They're crazy and they're immune. Governmental immunity is what these folks claim. Let's go with you and your thoughts. Corey, listening in Missouri to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hello, Corey.
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, just wanted to talk briefly on the debt ceiling, but I do appreciate you bringing to light the police state overstepping their bounds on a regular basis.
Sure.
But as far as the debt ceiling is concerned, it seems to me that everybody is so worried about this artificial date created as August 2nd, when in reality the best thing that can happen is that we don't raise the debt ceiling and we hold the government accountable for what they're spending, and we don't further kicking the can down the road on this spending spree and continued nation building.
Right. I mean, the government has plenty of money coming in. It's collecting all kinds of taxes. The suggestion is that if we don't extend their credit limit on their credit card, that somehow they won't be able to do business. This just isn't true. They can cut in other places. They don't have to cut out Social Security benefits or, you know, go after the weakest of our citizens if that's what they don't want to do. If that's what they want to do, I suppose they can do that.
Well, it's a lot easier to go after 70 million people instead of the government employees who have unions and, you know, contracts and rights, and they're going to
protest. Shut down some government parks. I mean, for goodness sakes, it's not like people can't live without those. There's all kinds of things that they can do to save money. They're just choosing not to. Hey, in one of these six wars you've got going on.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And, you know, the checks are not going to stop going out. I mean, I think they'd be afraid of the American people on what would happen if that did happen, and they have a right to be.
There could be riots in the street, a la Greece, if they stop the checks from going out.
Except
absolutely.
For the bunch of old people. Hey, thanks for the call tonight.
And the people that love them.
Yeah, that's true. It's going to be a real shock to folks' system if those checks don't go out. And I kind of hope it happens, because people need to wake the F up. We're out of time here tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.